Alabama is a magnificent state. Some of y'all might wonder why Alabama's called the Heart of Dixie. Well, we call the Heart of Dixie because of banknotes issued by the Citizens Bank of Louisiana before the Civil War. These notes bore the French word Dix, meaning ten, and thus the South became known as Dixieland. And with Alabama serving as the first capital of the Confederacy, it was thus the Heart of Dixieland. The early French influence in Alabama still felt Mobile, which is, by the way, much older than the rest of the state. Mobile was the first permanent European settlement in Alabama, founded by the French even earlier than New Orleans, and more than 100 years before Alabama became a state in 1819. Mobile was settled by the French, but the rest of our European ancestors came primarily from five states: Virginia, North and South Carolina, Georgia, and Tennessee. In fact, 90% of the pre-Civil War white population of the state of Alabama originated or had close ancestral ties in one of these five states. Of our first 15 governors, most of them were born in one of these five states. Some of y'all also may be wondering why our Capitol building in Montgomery is called Goat Hill. It's simply a reference to our Capitol Hill, which is indeed referred to as Goat Hill. You then may ask why that crest that the Capitol sits on overlooking Dexter Avenue is called Goat Hill. The answer is simple: because goats grazed on the hill prior to becoming the site of the Capitol. Alabama actually had four other capitals before Montgomery. But when Andrew Dexter, one of the founders of the city, laid out his town plan in 1819, he was planning way ahead and laid out a broad avenue leading up to the hill overlooking downtown. So in 1846, the legislature voted to move the Capitol from Tuscaloosa to Montgomery. A new Capitol bill was completed on the site Dexter had picked out 30 years earlier. Those goats presumably went to graze somewhere else, or maybe they became dinner, because Alabama politicians have always enjoyed a good barbecue. The new Capitol incidentally burned to the ground in 1849, but it was built right back in 1851 on the same footprint and with a similar design as the original Capitol. In 1861, the Confederate States of America was organized in that Capitol. In a few months that spring, Montgomery was the capital of both Alabama and the Confederacy. Alabama was essentially a one-party state until Goldwater's Southern Landslide of 1964. For 90 years, we were such a Democratic state that during the entire span, no Republican served as governor or any other statewide office. We didn't have a single Republican U.S. Senator or congressman. All of our political races were decided in the Democratic primary. This Democratic loyalty was caused by the resentment instilled in white Southerners because of the vengeful, vindictive, radical Republicans who pilfered and occupied the South during the 10 years of Reconstruction. This loathing was handed down from one generation to the next. Many a dying grandfather told their children and grandchildren, when he gathered them around his deathbed, he'd say, "Y'all, don't ever sell the family farm, and don't ever vote for a Republican." That's why you hear all people saying, "My granddaddy would roll over in his grave if I voted for a Republican." It didn't matter how good a national Republican candidate was, the Southern white voters voted Democratic. That's how the term Yellow Dog Democrat began. It was said that if a yellow dog was a Democratic candidate, he'd win. This Democratic solidarity really made us a no-party state, since all the activities were one party and one primary. So we in the South developed a system of choosing governors totally on personality and individual popularity. This bred colorful political characters like Huey Long, Gene Talmadge, Theodore Bilbo, and our own Big Jim Folks. Thank you all for listening.